USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Memorial Day weekend events will be the first major test of America against the coronavirus as millions of people are heading outdoors. Most beaches will have enforced social distancing.
If we don't get voluntary compliance through a beach ambassador, then they'll ask for law enforcement to come and actually enforce the governor's executive orders for the distancing.
But there are different rules depending on where you are.
Obviously, it's advisable at all times, but I don't think it's realistic or practical to ask people to wear a mask.
Calling houses of worship essential, President Trump called on the nation's governors to allow them to reopen despite the threat of the coronavirus. Trump said if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them. France is allowing religious services to resume after a legal challenge to the government's ban on such gatherings. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
FBI Director Christopher Wray ordered a review of the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The review will determine whether current employees engaged in misconduct. President Trump is celebrating a new addition to his immediate family, a lawyer. His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Barron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus is causing a shift in the rat population. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A new public health report saying that rodent populations are starting to go elsewhere for food when they normally go to restaurant dumpsters, which lately have been empty. The CDC says the effect of the coronavirus shutdown of restaurants on rodent populations is leading rats to venture into neighborhoods where they're seldom seen, but now they're going there to try to find food. So the report recommends making sure all entrances to residences and commercial buildings are sealed and that garbage is disposed of properly so as to try to keep the rodents away from spreading disease to humans.
Los Angeles is looking to start their reopening plan for Independence Day, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
The nation's most populous county is aiming for a July 4th reopening as public health and policy experts say the coronavirus pandemic has stabilized enough to think about economic recovery. Los Angeles County officials set the deadline to reopen restaurants, malls, and retail stores by Independence Day as stay-at-home orders continue to take a toll on nearly every industry from retail to television and film production. Businesses must submit detailed proposals to the county by June 30th outlining the safety measures they plan to introduce to protect workers and customers, including social distancing rules and employee access to personal protective equipment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.